I'm Mara Liasson. The man who will head the Homeland Security Office is Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge.
President Bush has asked me to serve our country at this critical time in our nation's history. And my answer is yes.
Like everything else in the brand new war against terrorism, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge's appointment happened fast. Less than 36 hours ago, he received a call from the White House Chief of Staff, Andy Card. Within hours, he had talked to Vice President Dick Cheney and to the president himself. And last night, after returning to Pennsylvania from attending the president's address to Congress, Ridge held a midnight press conference to announce he would resign his job on Friday, October 5th.
On a personal note, I think it's all right to admit that I'm saddened that this job is even necessary. But it is necessary. And so I will give it everything I have. The task is enormous. Our nation faces an unusual threat, one it has never faced before. Much will be asked of its citizens, but I know they are up to the task.
Ridge is a combat veteran of Vietnam, a Harvard graduate, a former member of Congress, and a very popular governor of Pennsylvania. He is term limited, and friends say his plan before the White House called was to finish his term and then in 2003 go make some money in the private sector. Ridge is a pro-abortion rights Catholic in an important swing state and a leading Republican moderate. He was on the short list of Mr. Bush's running mates last year. He's also a close personal friend of the president's. But one of his longtime political advisors, Bill McInturff, says there were other factors that qualified Ridge for this newly created position.
Tom has a unique personal gift, and that's that people like and trust him. And as you look at what's going to be required to work across department and how tense that can be at the federal level, the current emotions in the country and the feelings of insecurity and the need to work with governors around the country, I think for all of those reasons, the president made a very good choice and picked the right kind of person people will trust to function in this kind of new position.
Ridge describes his task as creating a sophisticated network of both offense and defense to coordinate the efforts of the government to prevent terrorism before it happens and respond to it if it does. Congressman Phil English, who now represents Ridge's old district in Erie, Pennsylvania, says Ridge's ability to get his agenda through a closely divided state legislature in Harrisburg and his history of working with Democrats when he was a member of the House of Representatives will serve him well.
I think this is going to be the most difficult job in the cabinet, with the possible exception of Defense Secretary, in the next few months. To bring this position together, to create it out of whole cloth, to trample some of the traditional strong bureaucratic walls that exist between these departments and agencies is going to require an exceptional act of will. Tom Ridge is an exceptionally nice guy, but he's a nice guy who manages to get things done.
Last night, Ridge was asked whether his combat experience in Vietnam prepared him for his new job, but he said he didn't think so. He said his experience fighting another kind of guerrilla war 30 years ago might not be very useful today.
I think anyone who served in Vietnam understands that a resolute enemy has to be respected, but can be defeated. The flip side of that, however, is that this is nothing like America has seen in terms of even the unconventional kind of unconventional warfare that soldiers had to deal with over there. It's entirely different.
Governor Tom Ridge of Pennsylvania, the latest and highest profile recruit in the new war against terrorism, he begins his job as head of the new Office of Homeland Security next month. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.